The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. To the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to hour two. Albin, this is hour two. Chris is hour two. Now, listen, we've got it. We need to. It's the carrot and the stick, right? If you listen to what I tell you now, at the end of this segment, we're going to show you a cute bunny rabbit. That's the carrot. Now, the stick would be, if you don't listen to this program, we're going to kill the bunny rabbit at the end of this segment.
Yikes.
But I could never say that on the air. That's just too sick. So what we'll do is we'll stick with the carrot. And by the way, what do bunny rabbits eat? They eat carrots. So we're going to stick with the carrot. If you listen to what I'm about to say at the end of this, if you're watching on video, you will see the cutest bunny in the world being held by our producer, Chris Himes. It's so cute. I could squeal myself. Okay. Albin and Chris,
yes.
A couple of quick things to share. First of all, today is Wednesday. So in hour one, we played Eric Hedin. He has a book out called Canceled Science. I am so interested in this stuff right now. Fascinating. If you missed hour one, we'll put it up on YouTube. We will put it up on Rumble. We'll put it up everywhere. And you can also listen to it in podcast form or whatever. But it's just fantastic. We are going to be replaying my conversation with Anne McEnany and Phelim McAleer about the Hunter Biden laptop. They're raising money for a film. They're going to make a feature film, and we're going to be talking to them about that in a couple of seconds. It is amazing they're doing this, and I hope people will get excited and want to give them some.
Right. And by the way, it's going to be called Laptop the Musical once it comes to Broadway.
Yes, that's right. There's a lot of ice dancing involved. Okay. We have to joke because it's so serious and horrifying what's on that laptop, but it's kind of important since it's the president's son, although technically he's not the president. Okay. So we've got to mention a couple of things. April 2nd, there's going to be a live event. You can watch it. People are always looking for something to do on Good Friday, right? Some people will go to a service or whatever, but at 7 p.m. on April 2nd, Sight and Sound Theaters in Branson, Missouri, they put on a show like it makes Radio City Christmas Show look like, you know, experimental theater. It's a show. It's insane. It's the Easter story. It's called Jesus, in case you didn't know that's what Easter was about. It's called Jesus. To check it out, you have to go to sight-sound.com, sight-sound.com. It is live, 7 p.m., April 2nd. Great thing to do with the family. Just saying, April 2nd, Good Friday, 7 p.m. live. Now, if you don't want to watch it live, you can watch it another time. There's going to be encore versions of it. But, you know, you can find all this at sight-sound.com, sight-sound.com. They put on an unbelievable show. Watching it live, I think, is the best idea, 7 p.m. on the 2nd of April. But you have to sign up at sight-sound.com. And then there are other encore presentations. You can see everything. Just go to the website, sight-sound.com/watch. If you want to go immediately to this. The other thing we want to share, Albin, we've talked about SalemNow.com. There are all these movies there. If you use the code Eric, you get a discount. I thought it was 20%. I still think it's 20%, but whatever it is, you'll see when you go there and use the code Eric. But the new movie is produced by Mike Lindell. He was very involved in it. And there are a lot of pillows around, even when they don't need to be pillows. I think it's product placement. But Mike Lindell appears in the film. It's our friend Stephen Baldwin is in it. He plays like a creepy pseudo angel. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward.
Oh, I saw it. Todd Wilkerson, who used to announce this program, the comedic genius, Todd Wilkerson. He has a small role in the film. He plays a doctor, and he basically nods a lot. And all I can tell you is Todd even nods funny. I don't know. He really is. He's just brilliantly funny. And if you've only been hearing his voice on this program, just physically, he's a physical comedian, and he's brilliantly funny. But that's SalemNow.com.
It's worth to see it. Yeah, it's worth to see it just for Todd, to see who Todd Salem, is.
SalemNow.com. And Brad Thor is the comedian. He wrote it. And, you know, it's just it's an unbelievable story. It's called Church People. SalemNow.com. Use the code Eric. And then finally, before you get to see the bunny rabbit, we want to remind you, if you have not given to Food for the Poor, first of all, if you have given, thank you very much. But the tragedy that's going on in Honduras right now, all through Central and South America, it's unbelievable. These people suffer. There's a reason they risk their lives to come to this country if there's a doddering pseudo president encouraging to do that. I wouldn't need much encouragement. Nobody would. And so what we try to do is we try to help them where they are. This is not simply to prevent them from coming to America. Of course not. But it's the right thing to do. And so if you go to the website, our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you should be going there every day. MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner for Food for the Poor. $37 feeds a kid for 6 months. Now, these kids and these families need our help. This is not really optional. They need our help. So Food for the Poor is there. They can stretch our dollars very far. To be able to feed a kid for 6 months for $37 American is a stunning thing. They get a lot of donations, but then to get the food to the kids, whatever, they simply need our help. So I want to encourage you to do that. I also want to say, if anybody has $10,000 burning a hole in their pocket and they want to give it to a really great cause, Food for the Poor, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, or dial the number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. But anybody gives that wonderful amount, I want to thank you personally by spending the evening with you, having dinner together. We can work out where. I've done this many times, and it's always a privilege for me to meet the folks who give this generously to causes that I believe so strongly in. So Food for the Poor is an extraordinary organization. They do what they do with tremendous efficiency and with love. I guess that should be said, because it's true. And so if you go to our website, again, MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. Now, anybody who gives anything is put in our drawing for 5 grand prizes. If you win the grand prize, you get a signed copy of my book, Fish Out of Water. You get a signed copy of Albin's books. You get signed copies of my children's books, the Muggsy books, the Caveman books, all that stuff crammed into a box with your name on it. And t-shirts, hats. Albin is wearing one of those hats right now. If you want that hat, specify it. We'll send you Albin's hat.
That's the hat right there.
We do need you to help, though, because we're very far behind where we were last time, like way far behind. So if there's anything you can do, we would appreciate it. Food for the Poor would appreciate it. And the kids and families that are literally going without food would appreciate it. So 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Before we go to Ann and Phelim, I think we've promised people who, at least who are watching, that we would show them the cutest bunny in the world, and go.
Yeah, here it is. Her name is Joy, and she likes carrots and peppers and strawberries.
Oh,
and beautiful walks on the beach in the evening, right?
Yeah.
And candles.
And I've told my entire family, I didn't realize it, but when we got the bunny, that I basically love the bunny more than anybody else in the family. And so they resent the bunny now, but it's okay, because
the bunny's taken a shine to you.
Yeah, the bunny actually peed in my our bed. And I found out later that that's very common, and it's their way of telling the owner that they belong to the owner and vice versa.
Or at least you blamed the bunny, right?
Wait.
The bunny peed in your bed?
Yeah, marking its territory. That's what it does. It's their way of saying this person who sleeps in this bed belongs to me. So
okay, now I just want to say something. That is such a cute bunny. Yeah. And I probably shouldn't say this, but as far as I know, that bunny, the size of that bunny, that's the best eaten size.
Well, I see what you did there, and I'm horrified.
You kind of dredge them. You kind of, you know, put them in an egg base, and then you can drag them through flour. You dredge them, or whatever, and then you fricassee them. And oh man,
that's as far as I'm concerned, that's some French witchcraft that you can keep to yourself.
Okay, I'll never mention on this program again. That's the cutest bunny. I apologize for bringing it up, folks. We'll be back with Ann and Phelan. This is a fun show. Tell your friends.
Take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has 3 things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, welcome back. This is what I like to call the Eric Metaxas Show. They tell me that's not true, but I don't care. Here I am. I have the microphone. I paid for this microphone. Actually, they paid for the microphone, so I can't even say anything. But I don't care. Here's the bottom line. I have Ann and Phelan. You've heard of Ann and Phelan? Ann McElhenney and Phelan McAleer.
Wow.
A couple of Irish friends of mine. From the old country. Now, you guys crack me up. Just seeing you, you encourage me. You're always doing something really amazing. I'm stunned at your output. Tell my audience, first of all, many people would know you from the Gosnell movie, but you've done so many things. You're journalists. You're in the LA area, and you're originally from Ireland. But right now, what you're doing, particularly exciting, tell us about it.
Well, we're doing a movie, a new movie called My Son Hunter, which is a biopic of Hunter Biden, the son of the president of the United States. And it's going to be, you know, a look at his life and his business dealings, his dodgy business dealings, his colorful life, shall we say, and where the money was going. Was, you know, it's going to be a family drama. But the question is this a crime family?
Did you say his father's the president of the United States?
I knew that. I knew that.
You knew it. You said Stitz, and I think it's pronounced pal. Are you an American citizen or what?
I reserve on the Fifth Amendment. Was it the? I reserve the right.
Some amendment.
You're going to take the Fifth.
But the other thing about this movie, by the way, as well as telling the story about the Biden family with a big F and a small F, is that it will also be a story about the media and what the media did in the run-up to a presidential election, which was to suppress, not alone the media and big tech, which suppressed an extraordinary story when this laptop of Hunter Biden, the president, the president's son. Hunter Biden's laptop was found prior to the election. And the New York Post were all over it, wrote some great stories, which were then censored by Twitter, which were censored by and other journalists started attacking the journalists.
They weren't censored. They were suppressed. Let's use the real word. Like, you know, they stopped people from spreading actual news stories.
Look, I've said this many times. I have never in my life seen anything that rose to the level of what we saw in last October when this story, which is 10 bombshells. I mean, this is just unlike any story we have ever seen. This makes the the October tape of Trump speaking, you know, 12 years earlier. That is just nothing. That is a gnat compared to this is a herd of elephants. This is one of the most astonishing situations that this comes up in October and then it was completely suppressed. I just don't have words to describe how astounded I was that they could somehow all agree we're not going to talk about this. If ever there were something to talk about for the sake of the Republic, for the sake of the Western world, this was it. And they didn't do it. So obviously, I'm super thrilled that you all are doing this film. It's called My Son Hunter. And you are, I suppose you've got the script, you've got everything ready to go, except you're raising the money at Go.
We're crowdfunding. And to be clear, it's going to be a movie, not a documentary. So this is going to be accessible to tens of millions of people. You know, some people will watch documentaries, but they don't have the mass popular appeal to neutral people. So this is going to be a movie with actors. Yeah, we're raising money through crowdfunding, mysonhunter.com. We've only been open just over 48 hours. Maybe I think we're in the
13. mysonhunter.com, and people can go to the crowdfunding there.
Yeah, yes. And we've raised over $300,000 in about 3 days.
Actually, and just breaking news, someone has just approached us literally before we came on the air, and we've had a pledge from someone to do 100,000
matching in 7 days.
In 7 days. So if we can raise another 100,000 in 7 days,
we will get another 100,000.
We'll get another. Your donation will be doubled. So
and suddenly
amazing.
We'll have $500,000.
The website is mysonhunter.com. Let me
and
make
by
a
the
pitch.
Way as well, Eric, it's we're a 501c3. This is a charity. This is not, you know, this movie will be available for free for everyone. It'll be up on the internet. It'll be available so the whole world can see this, not just people in America. Because this story, I mean, we know that Media Research Center did polling and found out among people who voted for Joe Biden, a massive percentage, I think something like 30%, didn't know the Hunter Biden story. And those that heard about the Hunter Biden story said up to 17% of them would not have voted for Joe Biden if they had known. So whatever about Dominion voting machines or any of the rest of it, this we know for sure. This isn't any kind of conspiracy theory. We know that in a way for sure that the election was interfered with because journalists interfered with this election in a way that journalists have never interfered with an election in the United States before. By suppressing very pertinent information. And for your listeners and your viewers, you know, what is that pertinent information? And, you know, it's almost like a joke, actually, Eric. And I think this film, actually, funny enough, will be funny and awfully sad and tragic and has a terrible punch in it. But here's some of the details. Here's a guy with a drug problem. And, you know, we're Irish. We exported alcoholism around the world. We're quite sympathetic to people with addiction issues. But here's a guy with a very serious addiction issue. He goes to the Navy. He gets a special dispensation to go to the Navy as an older guy. First day he's there, he's thrown out because he got cocaine in his system. And his story, his excuse for that is so ludicrous. It's worth telling. He says that he stopped off at a bar because he wanted a glass of water. He decided he needed a cigarette, went outside, didn't have a cigarette. And just randomly, because you know how this is, two South African guys offered him a cigarette laced with cocaine. Because you probably know, you live in New York, you see, Eric, you'd know how much these cocaine dealers are just handing out that cocaine for free to everyone.
Yeah, they hand it out for free. That's how I got addicted. This is so amazing. There's so much lunacy. Again, if America were operating semi-normally, this would be the headline for years. The everything that the Hunter Biden story has in it, it's months and years of headlines. We've never seen anything like it. And the idea that the media didn't cover it, again, if you want to know whether we've lost the republic, whether America has gone down the tubes, this is proof that unless everyone in America takes this seriously and does something, whatever they can do, it's over. I just have to say, I've never in my life seen anything like the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. There's nothing that ever shocked me as much as that shocked me. So the fact that you're making a feature film thrills me. And of course, I was very excited to have you on. So thank you.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, this should be the opening skit on every Saturday Night Live.
I was just going to say, precisely. Yes.
I mean, and look, I don't like making fun of alcoholics being Irish, you know, but the politics is so funny. I mean, this guy, as Anne said, you know, thrown out of the Navy, alcoholic, drug addict.
Gets a stripper pregnant.
Gets a stripper pregnant. Who hasn't? He goes to rehab, meets a homeless woman on the way into rehab called Bicycles, because she's always got a bicycle, goes off and lives with her for 3 months. This is by his own admission. But the real joke here is, who did Burisma... They did an international executive search, and who did they decide was the best person for their
On the course? Planet Earth, after a deep dive, you know, in really checking out all the people available and doing all background checks, this is the one guy you want on your energy board.
He's a crack addict. He's filmed himself in pornographic acts and put it on the web. What more could you ask for? He's the dream candidate. If I had a company, that's the guy I'm looking for. And the problem is, I don't know people like that. So what an amazing thing to find a needle in a haystack. Now, look, I just want to say that when I talked to Jack Maxey about this on this program, and I know you've spoken to Jack, and he starts telling me this, giving me more details, which, you know, I had some access to them before, but he starts giving you details and you think, this sounds made up, and yet it is on the internet. Jack Maxey put it out there. People can see this, apart from the pornographic stuff and so on and so forth. But the idea that this is the vice president of the United States, I mean, Jimmy Carter had a brother named Billy was constantly getting Jimmy Carter in trouble. I remember this as a kid and thinking how embarrassing it would be to have somebody close to you in the family who's saying things and doing things. This is that times a billion.
Yeah, yeah. And there's never any implication that Billy Carter was kicking 10% upstairs to the big guy, right? Well,
first of all, even that's nothing compared to the idea that he's compromising. Imagine if Billy Carter had been talking to the Soviets. Imagine if Billy Carter had been doing back deals with the Soviets, who invaded Afghanistan and we boycotted the Olympics. This was our enemy. This was our sworn enemy. They were cruelly oppressing their people. And we said we stand for other things, just as we do now with China. The idea, well, you know what? We're running out of time here. We'll be right back, folks, for the rest of this hour. I'm talking to Ann and Phelan. Don't go away. Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. Or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC. Folks, I'm talking to Ann McElhenney and Phelim McAleer. Oi, my friends from Ireland. But they know they've moved to the United States because why have you moved to the United States? How long have you guys been here?
12 years. You know, we moved here to escape socialism and big government in Ireland. And look what happened.
And look what happened. We didn't come here for this, by the way. I mean, it's very it's
you mean frightening. To be abused and made fun of on this program by the host? No, nobody does. Nobody does. Listen, you're heroes. You're journalists. You're doing great things. You've done many great things. But right now, you have a film that you are on the verge of making. It's called My Son Hunter, and it's about Hunter Biden. And I want everyone in my audience to know that those of us who care about America and who understand how freedom works, we have to take a role. We have to take action. And things like what you have done, say we're going to make a film if the media refuses to cover this, which is beyond scandalous. I mean, people say it's scandal. It's way beyond a mere scandal. This is it's practically treasonous in a way to decide that we're going to bury very important information. It is undeniably important information about the son of the vice president. He's not just his son in the way Billy Carter was just the brother. This is someone with whom he's had business dealings, who has probably compromised us with the Ukraine, with China. It simply doesn't get bigger and more horrifying, and the media has suppressed it. You two have decided to do something about it, to make a feature film called My Son Hunter. And I'm saying all this because I hope my audience understands, folks, we, which is all of us, can do something about this. MySonHunter.com, you can, it's being crowdsourced. In other words, we can choose whether we want this film to be made or not. And of course, it's an investment. I guess, is it investment or is it nonprofit? How does that
work? Nonprofit. Nonprofit. We're okay. A 501c3.
So it's tax deductible. Anything you give is tax deductible. But also, as I was saying earlier, somebody, donors come along and offered a matching $100,000 for a week. So anything you give, tax deductible, and will be doubled.
For the next 7 days. So it's the next 7 days.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful.
It really is.
And we've raised $300,000 from thousands of people in the first 4 years.
I'm dying to see this film. If you raise the money, let's say in a month, when would you film?
We'd film in the summer, and we're hoping we'll probably film in Serbia, because that'll double up very well as the Ukraine, and they have quite good law and order in Serbia as opposed to the Ukraine, maybe. And then the film will come out this year as well.
Yeah, this year. But another thing about Serbia is that I'm told, allegedly, it has attractive women and strip bars.
Phelim is willing to go to those strip bars to find those women.
Terrific. You guys are just you're the best. Thank you. Listen, I am. In exchange for having you on this program, I would like a juicy role in this film. I just say that. We will air this no matter what, because that's the kind of guy I am. But I'm just saying that you've got to have some juicy roles in here. Can I play, a Brennan or Clapper or maybe?
Well, no, actually, I was thinking, looking at Eric there, I think he looks an awful lot like Thug Number 4. Doesn't he, Phil?
That's very funny. Thug Number 4, funny you really should say that, because for years I've dreamed of playing Thug Number 4. And I know it's a juicy role because Thug Number 4 doesn't have as many speaking lines as Thugs 1 through 3. So thank you very much. Thanks for thinking of me. Thank you.
Well, no, there's no such thing as small roles, only small actors.
Don't forget that.
I appreciate that. So now, in all seriousness, have you cast the film? Where are you with this?
Interesting.
So Lawrence Fox, many of your viewers and listeners may be familiar with the actor Lawrence Fox. He played Lord Palmerston in the Netflix series Victoria. And he was very keen. He's a British actor. His uncle, Edward Fox, was the British
actor. Wait. What's his name?
Lawrence Fox. He's a British actor. He's actually, well, interestingly, some of your listeners and you.
I know exactly who this is.
Yes, you do. Yes. And he's going for mayor of London right now. Now, we don't wish him ill, and we obviously want him to be very successful, but we're still hoping that he will make it and that he will be the actor that we have in the summer in Serbia. But he's from a distinguished pedigree. His uncle was Edward Fox, who played every British officer ever in every movie ever. And he was also, for those people who like British detective series. He played the sidekick of Lewis in the TV series Lewis, the detective TV series Lewis.
But his uncle and his father are famous actors.
Yeah, James.
And his sister's an actor. His father emailed me. His father is on the same page as I am theologically. That's all I'll say. Really wonderful family. I mean, it's just amazing once I discovered who they were. But what role is he playing?
Hunter Biden.
I was going to say he's playing Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I could play his father, but you guys can't afford me. You're nonprofit. I bring a fine singing voice, perhaps not an Irish tenor, but a Greek-German baritone. I bring that into the equation. And can I dance?
Most strip clubs don't have that type of singer singing, unfortunately, you know?
That's terrible. It's terrible.
It is terrible. Well,
seriously, though, this is wonderful. I'm so excited. And I want to say to my audience that we need to make this happen, folks. Go to mysonhunter.com. We need to make this happen. This is not just a film. This is important that we get the story out, and this is how we can get the story out. This is not exactly journal. It's entertaining. It sounds to me like this really could be funny, but it's also sad. And it's,
I mean, we're saying it's part Austin Powers, part King Lear, and part
West Wing.
West Wing, yeah, House of Cards.
I'm just dying to be in this hack film, and we're going to be right back with my friends Anne and Phelim. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Anne and Phelim. What do you want to know? Phelim, what kind of a name is Phelim? Is that Irish?
It's Irish. St. Phelim, actually.
St. Phelim.
Yes.
Then film, you see. All right. So, and Anne, obviously that's a more normal name.
Yeah, exactly. But by the way, if you want to hear what my name is in Irish, it's Áine na Gile Ciony. Say that after 2 pints of beer.
Gesundheit, you son of a gun. Yeah. Now listen, you guys have made another, you're making a film. It's called My Son Hunter, about Hunter Biden. And this is actually very important. We joke, but this is very important. The American media has suppressed one of the most important stories, you could almost argue the most important story of decades, because it involves a president who is likely didn't get elected. That is still an open question to those of us who dare say it publicly. We can say that it's still a question for many Americans that we've not been convinced that this election was on the up and up. Secondly, we think it was... there were many things involved, including the suppression of this story, which enabled Biden to get into the White House. And then we have the question of whether whether Biden is compromised with China. I mean, just this is something you'd make up. It's a bad novel, except it's all true. And in your movie, which you're crowdfunding, we get to get this information out. So I want to say again to my audience, this is actually very important, folks. MySonHunter.com. What else do we need to know? What roles haven't you filled besides Thug Number 4?
Well, Thug Number 4 is reserved, obviously. That's, you know.
Got my name on it. Thank you.
We're writing the dialogue for it is just amazing.
It's magnificent. The whole film actually revolves around Thug Number 4. The whole film is looked at through the prism of the, you know, the POV of Thug Number 4, which, you know, sensitive soul, you know.
That's right. Much
misunderstood.
I carry a briefcase and the MacGuffin is in my briefcase. Right. Well, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to film this in Serbia. Who hasn't wanted to go to Serbia besides most of us? But mysonhunter.com. Yeah. And so what do you...
There's one story I'd like to tell you, Eric, about that we will cover in this movie that I think your audience will be sensitive to, that I'm very sensitive to, that has nothing to do with politics at all. So another part of Hunter Biden's story is that he has 5 children. He has 1 child with his present wife. He had 3 children with a previous wife. And then he had this other child with the stripper paternity, but then was hauled into court and had to acknowledge that this child, in fact, was his after a DNA test. But here's the kicker of all of that. Let's put that to one side. Now it's established that this child is his. He has never met that child. The president of the United States has a grandchild living in the United States of America that he has never met.
Or acknowledged.
Or acknowledged. And we, Eric, you and I are the fuddy-duddy conservative moralists. We're the really old-fashioned. Our conservatives that I know, Christians that I know, evangelicals that I know, would never do that. They wouldn't even dream of doing such a thing. This child is completely innocent. And this child is being denied by the president of the United States, a so-called progressive. He couldn't be more progressive. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's a Neanderthal.
That's not progress.
That's not progress. And I just think it's almost like a scene in the movie. Can you imagine this mom with her baby, who's now like a 2 or 3 year old, looking at the television screen as Joe Biden is inaugurated, looking and being told that's your grandfather who will not recognize you as a human being. And I know enough about children. I used to be a teacher to know that those first years of life, you grow up, you will never forget that your grandfather, your father denied your humanity, denied your existence. It's quite a character failure. Let's put it that way.
I didn't think we were going to get this serious because it's such a crazy story, but it's the whole thing. Look, I have to say it's heartbreaking. The story of Hunter Biden's life is as messy and sickening and tragic as anything I've ever heard. I mean, when you talk about the son of the vice president of the United States spinning out of control on every level and then filming himself spinning out of control, smoking crack, having sexual relationships with prostitutes and porn actresses. And you think no one could even make this up. If you made it up, you wouldn't believe it. But he's lived this life. His father lives in the White House, I believe in the basement. And the fact is that right now, America knows nothing about this. No one is talking about this. And there are parts of it that you could say, oh, you're just being snarky and you're being nasty. But actually, there are many, many very, very serious pieces, profoundly serious. This is the man who has taken millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign entities, seems almost certainly to have compromised his father, who is now an occupant of the White House.
Yes.
No one is talking about this. Yes. That a man this messed up was the bag man for hundreds of millions of dollars. It sounds like we're making this up. This is completely true.
You know, you hit the nail on the head there. And you know, we're not interested in chronicling his out of control life. If he had an out of control life and that's all it was, we wouldn't be making this movie. It's his out of control life. Then he's on the board of a Chinese investment company, a $1 billion investment company. He's on the board of a Ukrainian oil and gas company. He gets $3 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. I mean, these are facts. These are from his own. He gets a diamond ring from a Chinese businessman. Him and his uncles get $100,000 to go on a spending spree from another Chinese businessman. He has an email saying, I'm shooting 10% upstairs to the big guy. I mean, that is why we're making the movie. Where's that money going?
And no one has denied these emails and this information. No one has denied it. And in fact, in most of the cases, this is out of Hunter Biden's own mouth. He actually admitted to all of this.
I would like to say it's going to be a family-friendly movie, right?
Yes.
You know, we're going to try and close the curtains a little bit on, you know, you're going to see he's out of control. You're going to know he's out of control, but you're not going to see a lot of it.
Thug number four, I don't need to get like ripped because it's not going to be that kind of a film. People they're not going to see what I look like. Is that what you're saying?
We can also have body doubles, which is something that we could offer you as well.
Yes, and I think we're going to need it for Eric.
Alvin can be my body double. Throw a wig on that man and we're twins. Okay, we're going to be right back, folks. I'm just thrilled to be talking to Phelim and Anne. The film is My Son Hunter. Go to mysonhunter.com. This is real, folks. You could, you know, play a role in getting important information out there. Mysonhunter.com. We'll be right back. If I could, maybe I'd give. Folks, I'm talking to Anne McElhenney and Phelim McAleer, and we are talking about their film, My Son Hunter, a real film, which is to say, I don't mean a real film. I mean, not a documentary. No. I mean, a film with actors, a drama about Hunter Biden. We've talked about this, about the laptop. Gigantic scandal. The press refuses to cover, but the two of you, citizen journalists, have decided you want to get this information out there. In this case, you're going to do it with a feature film. You said you're going to use actual transcripts of real dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, Hunter's given lots of interviews, by the way, and described this life he led and the business deals he did. And there's all, and there's documents out there that are uncontrovertible, court cases, etc. So we made the Ferguson play where we only used actual court dialogue. We made Obamagate. We made FBI love words, again, only using text messages and congressional testimony. That's what we do. Gosnell, very close to the actual trial transcripts. This, there's going to be no conspiracy theories here. The truth is stranger than fiction. This is a crazy, crazy, entertaining story that will allow tens of millions of people to find out the truth about the Biden White House and the Biden family. I cannot stress how important it is. And that's why people have come up to the plate and donated.
I know you can't afford Kevin Sorbo. So can I ask you, can I play the role of Kevin Sorbo in this film?
That's very good.
Oh, well, tell me from the right angle. People always confuse me with him.
And Albin can play the role of Dean Cain.
Yeah, exactly.
Dean Cain, Albin could be Dean Cain, and I can be Kevin. I love this. This is so much fun. People need to go to mysonhunter.com. Now, if people want to find you, Ann and Phelim, what's the best place for them to do that?
They can find us at theunreportedstorysociety.com. The Ann and Phelim Scoop.
No, the best place actually is mysonhunter.com, because yeah, you can write to us through the website.
Mysonhunter.com.
That's the best place. Right? Everyone should go there.
Is there a role in the film for Mike Lindell? Could he drive a bulldozer or do something for you guys?
That would be funny.
Oh, that would be very, very funny. Yeah,
actually, he may give you some money, and you know what he'll do? He will demand that someplace in the film, somebody says, go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric. He will do that because he's a friend. And he's going to say, go to mypillow.com, mystore.com, use the code Eric, and I'll give you $1 million to make your, you know, your political.
I think it's a great idea, by the way, because you know something, I mean, you know, this film is going to be, I mean, there is, yes, comic elements to this, and there is an absurdist element to this. Oh. I mean, this is almost like, you know, you can almost imagine a scene in this film where the Hunter Biden character looks directly into the camera and says, and they chose me to sit on the board of Burisma, of an energy company. They chose me, as he lies in the bath with the crack pipe in his mouth. You know, like, there is an absurd element to that. So I could see him jumping out of the bath and saying, go immediately to mypillow.com and use promotion code Hunter, you know.
Code Eric. Yeah. Eric.
Okay, a promotion code, Eric.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, funny enough, actually, one story we didn't tell you is Hunter Biden is a neighbor of ours. He lives over in the canals, on the Venice canals. We could literally throw a crack pipe now and hit him.
That was mean, Phelim, and that's why I like you. You're talking about stuff that, you know, you would think in a country like the United States, or States, as you say, over in Ireland, you would think that many people would be doing what you're doing. This is a tremendous opportunity for creative people to do things because the media refuses to cover it. And I want to say to my audience again, folks, this is serious. This is serious. You know, don't complain about the world has been taken over by people who hate you and everything you stand for. You have a voice. You have money. You can go to mysonhunter.com. You can make sure this film sees the light of day. I would argue that there are plenty of people listening to this program who have money, who can do this. This is important. This is important. So don't complain if you don't get involved. Mysonhunter.com. Ann and Phelim, I love you both. I love what you're doing. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Congratulations. And I know this will happen. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
We'll be back on with more milestones.
You bet.